Moreton Bay's home of classic hits, 101.5, in the studio and on the phone. We have Phil Duncan from New Zealand. Kia ora. How are you?
Hello, kia ora. Nice to be with you. Thank you.
All right. August is shaping to be an interesting month, I guess. We'll look deeper into
it.
You tell me, what's interesting about August this year?
Well, at the moment, what we're seeing is a bit of a pattern of very large anticyclones, you know, high pressure systems coming back in again. They've been a little bit absent in the last couple of weeks. That's been allowing for all those sort of wintry storms that have been happening right across the southern half of Australia and even bringing thunderstorms into Queensland. And so that system, those lows, those big storms, they are still in the mix, but they're being pushed further away, further south towards Antarctica, as we see a bit more high pressure coming in this month. So that basically, you know, dries things out, keeps things a little bit kind of calmer rather than unsettled and stormy.
So in other words, nothing really outrageously different for the month of August, I guess, is the order of what you're saying for the next month.
Yeah, what we're actually seeing is a couple of very large high pressure zones, and they normally are very powerful at this time of the year, developing around the southeast and heading off over the Tasman Sea and over towards New Zealand. And that placement encourages southeasterly winds to blow a lot more often around the Queensland area. So there may be some showers around, but overall it's looking fairly dry, as some of that high pressure is also going to come in right over the top of Queensland by the looks of it as we go through the month. But yeah, there's still a bit of a energy, if you like, out around the Coral Sea and coming out of the New South Wales area. So we're not totally done with some of the thunderstorms and showers coming through, but overall nothing really jumping out at this stage as being out of the ordinary in a big way. No major storms in the sense of, you know, tropical lows at this point, but we are monitoring the tropics, where there is just a little bit more life at the moment than you might normally expect for this time of the year.
Yeah, heck of a lot of rain up in Papua New Guinea and Indonesia and Malaysia. That's a bit unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and we're seeing some of that rain really coming down around Vanuatu, New Caledonia, Fiji, even around Norfolk Island is seeing these tropical lows or subtropical lows, and we do still see some of those in the forecast coming up. Not completely necessarily right up against Queensland, but close enough to be sort of just keeping an eye on, because those big highs further to the south, those anticyclones, those high pressure zones, that's what keeps the low pressure zones either away from you or guide them to you. So the placement of those big highs does matter as to whether or not any of those systems will come your way based on the long range modelling at the moment. A couple of them might be nearby, but nothing significantly over you in a specific way.
Okay. And I guess daytime temperatures will start creeping up a little bit higher. I mentioned to you earlier that we might be getting 25 on Tuesday. Now, that's going to be an everyday occurrence, but we are going to have days where it's going to kind of feel a bit warmer during the day. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We do have, as a result of the airflows coming through at the moment, some warmer or hotter temperatures, higher temperatures coming through for the start of August. So we could be getting up into the mid 20 mark, 25 degrees, maybe 26 even here and there. And further inland, could be seeing even higher temperatures if the conditions are right, because it sometimes takes just the right bit of breeze at the right time of the day at this time of the year to get the temperature bouncing up higher than it should do. But like I say, there's still some southeasterly winds in the mix and still some offshore airflows. So even locally, your wind might be something different, but the general airflow coming into the northern part of New South Wales and spilling over into Queensland is a lot of southeasterly airflow. And so basically that just will keep the temperature back down at times again into the teens. And so you won't always be up over the 20 degree mark.
Certainly cannot wait to see what happens next month when we talk to you again. Phil Duncan from New Zealand with Weather Watch on YouTube. Don't miss it. We'll have all the details on our podcast, and you can go to our podcast anytime to get all the details, plus your video that you do each month. We'll put that up there as well at 1015fm.com.au/podcast. Check it out.